Welcome to a very special series with Onc Live. I'm your host today, Caroline Seymour. Onc Live provides oncology professionals with the resources and information they need to provide the best patient care. In both digital and print formats, Onc Live covers every angle of oncology practice, from new technology to treatment advances to important regulatory decisions. Today, we had the pleasure of speaking with Ryan Corcoran, MD, PhD, Associate Professor of Medicine at Harvard Medical School, Gastrointestinal Oncologist, Director of the Gastrointestinal Cancer Center Program, and Scientific Director of the Termeer Center for Targeted Therapy at the Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center, to discuss key takeaways regarding the use and investigation of HER2-targeted therapies in gastrointestinal malignancies. The most established role of HER2-targeted therapy is in gastric cancer, wherein approximately 20% of patients will have HER2 overexpression or amplification, said Corcoran. In colorectal cancer, HER2 amplification is less common, found in approximately 4% of patients. Despite this disparity, Corcoran recommends testing for HER2 with a comprehensive next-generation sequencing panel so that these patients can be directed to appropriate clinical trials, including, but not limited to, those with antibody-drug conjugates and bispecific antibodies. Among these investigational treatment strategies, trastuzumab deruxtecan has demonstrated encouraging phase 1 data and positive top-line findings from the phase 2 DESTINY-Gastric01 trial. Specifically, top-line data with the agent showed improved overall survival versus chemotherapy in patients with heavily pretreated HER2-positive gastric and gastroesophageal cancer. While the data from the phase 2 trial have yet to be presented, data from the phase 1 experience showed that the agent led to an objective response rate of 43.2% and a disease control rate of 79.5% in patients with advanced gastric and gastroesophageal junction cancer who had progressed on at least two prior regimens, including trastuzumab, 5-FU, and platinum chemotherapy. Listen on to hear Corcoran discuss the current testing standards and practice patterns surrounding the treatment of HER2-positive gastrointestinal malignancies, and provide insight on the current understanding of acquired resistance to HER2-directed therapy.
Could you discuss the current testing standards and practice patterns surrounding the treatment of HER2-positive GI cancers?
HER2 has become a target of increasing importance in many GI cancers, and depending on the specific GI cancer and the frequency of HER2 alteration in that cancer, the testing standards do vary between cancer types. So the most established role for anti-HER2 therapy is in gastric cancer, where approximately 20% of patients can have overexpression or amplification of HER2, and there is an approved therapy, which is trastuzumab, an anti-HER2 antibody, based on the TOGA trial, that is part of standard first-line therapy for HER2-positive gastric cancer. And for this reason, every gastric cancer patient is recommended to be screened with a dedicated immunohistochemistry assay upon the diagnosis of advanced or metastatic disease. And the way that testing is conducted is if the patient is scored as 0 or 1 plus, they're considered negative. If they're scored as 3 plus, they're considered positive. And if they're 2 plus, they are reflexed to fluorescence in situ hybridization, or FISH, to break the tie. And if that is positive, then they are considered positive. If it's negative, they're considered negative. In other GI cancers like colorectal cancer or even biliary cancer, where amplification of HER2 is a more rare event, so for example, in colorectal cancer, it's about 4% of cases, then most testing for HER2 is done in the course of a comprehensive genomic testing panel, for example, a comprehensive next-generation sequencing panel that's done to profile a number of potential alterations. And in this way, those panels can pick up the occasional HER2 amplification that is present. And in both of those cancer types, there are some very promising clinical trials that are suggesting that we may soon have an important role for HER2-directed therapies in these diseases as well.
What about the evolving landscape of targeted therapies in these malignancies, specifically with antibody-drug conjugates, bispecific antibodies, and the like?
So there have been a number of interesting developments in anti-HER2-directed therapies in GI cancers over the past year. So in gastric cancer, where standard therapy with trastuzumab is part of a first-line chemotherapy, there have been a number of investigations in HER2 refractory patients in the third line or later. Some of the interesting data have come from novel therapeutics such as antibody drug conjugates. These are essentially HER2 antibodies, either similar to trastuzumab, that are then derivatized with a linker and a cytotoxic payload. And some ADCs, in particular trastuzumab deruxtecan or DS-8201A, has recently reported some very promising data in HER2 refractory gastric cancer with response rates of about 40%. Similarly, there are others, also some other novel HER2 therapeutics, including an asymmetric antibody called ZW25, where one a binding arm of the antibody is specific for the trastuzumab binding site, the other arm is specific for the pertuzumab binding site. And this agent has also shown some encouraging activity of 30 to 40% in HER2 refractory gastric cancer. And so that's also an interesting area of investigation. In other GI cancers, for example, in colorectal cancer, we've seen some promise with anti-HER2 combinations, typically involving trastuzumab and either a small molecule HER2 inhibitor or another HER2 antibody like pertuzumab. And in several studies now, we've seen response rates of as much as 30 to 50% in the 4% of colorectal cancers that harbor HER2 amplification. So an exciting area of ongoing development as well.
Great. So you mentioned DS-8201A. Could you elaborate on the data we've seen from that agent?
DS-8201A was evaluated in a number of HER2 refractory settings, including breast cancer as well as GI cancers such as gastric cancer. And in this cohort, in patients who had received prior trastuzumab as part of first-line therapy, were then rechallenged with HER2-directed therapy with this agent, which again involves the antibody core of trastuzumab derivatized with a cytotoxic payload. In this population, there was a reasonable tolerability, so certain cytopenias play a bit of an issue, but overall a tolerable dose was achieved. We saw responses of about 40% or so in this HER2 refractory gastric cancer population. And so this agent is being evaluated further in this group as well as in other HER2 positive GI cancers.
Great. So looking to the future, what can we anticipate with regard to HER2-targeted agents?
Targeting HER2 has been a promising area in many tumor types and seems to be really an emerging area in GI cancers. So I think we can expect to see both the continued development of novel anti-HER2-directed agents as well as potential HER2-directed combinations for specific HER2-positive subtypes of multiple GI cancers. I think along with that, we'll see some increased utilization of diagnostics such as cell-free DNA testing to help us identify which patients within the HER2-positive population are more or less likely to respond to these therapies and to help us understand what the most common mechanisms of resistance are to these therapies so that we can develop either next-generation therapies or next-generation HER2-directed combinations to overcome these mechanisms of resistance, increase the efficacy for these patients, and prolong the durability of clinical benefit.
Great. Is there any insight into what those mechanisms of resistance are?
Our initial understanding of what drives resistance to HER2-directed therapy involves a number of potential mechanisms. Some actually involve secondary mutation of HER2 itself, so there are activating mutations of HER2 that can render the cell no longer responsive to certain anti-HER2-directed therapies, both for antibodies as well as for small molecule inhibitors. And in those situations, we have sometimes seen that alternate HER2-directed agents can overcome resistance in that setting. We also see situations where bypass pathways, so activation of downstream or parallel resistance pathways can be activated, and some combinations of HER2-directed agents with inhibitors of those pathways are being tested. And other times, we see that tumor cells tend to be able to maintain HER2 signaling even in the presence of these compounds, and that's where some of these novel agents can potentially play a role.
To listen to another episode from this series, go to onclive.com/publications/gastrointestinal-cancers-2020. For new episodes of OncLive On Air, featuring interviews from our State of the Science summits and exclusive interviews with leading experts in the oncology field, check out onclive.com/podcasts. For more updates in oncology, be sure to visit www.onclive.com and sign up for our e-newsletters. OncLive is also on social media. On Twitter, follow us at OncLive and OncLive SOSS. On Facebook, like us at OncLive and OncLive State of the Science Summit, and follow our OncLive page on LinkedIn. If you like today's episode, please consider listening to OncLive On Air and subscribing on Apple Podcasts so you get a notification every time a new episode is posted. While you are there, please take a moment to rate us. Thanks again for listening to this series.